Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy. I'm the host of the show, and today I have two guests on. They have kind of a great story to tell. I will ask them questions to let everybody know who they are. So first, let's welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Mindy and Anita. How are you two?
Oh, we're fine. Thank you for having us, Nancy.
Oh, you're very welcome. So I don't care which of you does the talking, but whichever one feels more comfortable. Let's start off by talking a little bit about each of yourselves so that the people who are listening kind of know a little bit about you.
Well, we both have medical backgrounds. We're both interested in healing people from a very early age, but the medical field kind of left us a little bit cold. I was always very sick as a child, and Anita, being my mother, got sick of the doctors not being able to make me well. And so she began researching vitamins and minerals, herbs, aromatherapy, and she all of a sudden, I started getting better.
Mm-hmm.
She was very pleased. She said, I think I'm onto something here. And that was when we made the switch to natural healing, and it was in the late 60s. And it has become our passion, our way of life, our way of thinking and doing and being, and we try and share it with everybody we can.
Which is really a great story. Mindy and Anita both. Now, you do have a story to tell about how you got your store. So why don't you first tell us the name of your store and where it's located?
It's Golden Harvest Health Foods and Holistic Center, and it's at 330 North 8th Street. That's Route 31 in West Dundee. And we have 11,000 square feet of not only a health food store, but it is a holistic center offering various modes of healing and intuitive work, and in our opinion, it's a great place.
Now, some people would say a health food store and a healing place, how do those two go together? So maybe tell them the story of how you two decided to put your store together.
Well, there's actually two stories that lead up to that. The first one was Anita always wanted to have a health food store. And that was kind of her goal, you know, once Dad got towards retirement, they wanted to do that. And one day we got this letter from an unknown psychic to my dad, and it was saying, in the letter it says, Jim, I see you standing outdoors, you're wearing a business suit, you're serving food, there's a barbecue going on, and you have a Tudor mansion, you're surrounded by friends, and you lift your face to the sun. And she says, you've got to contact me right now, you know, for $50 or whatever it was. She says, because I've got to tell you what you have to do to make this happen. Well, we at that time didn't really have $50 to spare, and we thought, well, yeah, and we hung on to the letter. It was kind of one of those strange things because my dad, Jim, he thought that was really funny. He says, well, now if I could afford a mansion, it wouldn't be Tudor, and if I was at a barbecue, I wouldn't be wearing a business suit. And he says, but our interpretation of that was wrong, because the first store that we were able to open was our very first location was in a center that's made. It looks like a Tudor style building, and weirdly enough, because the name was Golden Harvest, we chose the sun as our logo. We'd forgotten all about this lady's letter. And all of a sudden, we were in there about a year, and Anita says, you know, you remember that letter? And I said, yes, and she says, business suit, and, you know, Tudor mansion, and, you know, surrounded by friends, and having, you know, serving food, and I went, oh, my gosh. So that was the first sign that we knew we were on the right track, or we felt that we were. The second part was we were just a health food store to start with. And then we had people coming in, and they were asking for a good chiropractor or a good massage therapist, or they'd say, well, you know, my neck is in a pain, you know, what can you do for me? And we'd say, well, you really need an adjustment. And one day my dad looked at me and he goes, Mindy, this needs to be under one roof. And so at that point, that was the transition where he said, I want to have healers, I want to have intuitives, I want to have a health fair, I want to have holistic fairs. You know, I want acupuncture and massage and you name it. I want it all under one roof, Golden Harvest Health Foods and Holistic Center. Unfortunately, he passed, and he was never able to see that come to reality. But after he passed, we were trying to get out of the old location and get, you know, expand and go to a new one. And everything kept blowing up in our faces. We couldn't get moved, and something would happen. We thought, gosh, you know, I give up. I think we've hit a wall here. And a friend came running in and said that a particular business was going out of business. And I thought, oh, how strange, because my dad had always wanted that particular spot. So we went in to see it, and the walls were painted in the exact colors he would have chosen, because he was kind of a wild man. He loved wild colors. And when we walked into the last room, we were taking a tour. All the rooms were there for all the yoga and the tai chi and the healers and the crystal room. And when we walked in that last room, my dad's song came on. And that song is, "And we can build this dream together, standing strong forever, nothing's going to stop us now." And we said, okay, I think we're home. That is kind of the rundown.
You know, I would imagine when you guys found it, even though your dad could not partake in it, when that song came on, it probably said, okay, man, this is it. He is still with us.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
The other thing, when you talk about your whole food, your health food store, you offer a lot, actually. But one thing that always has intrigued me is why you would offer the wheat-free and gluten-free selections that you do.
So many people, and it's a huge portion of the population, is turning up to be gluten intolerant. Now, gluten is a protein that exists in certain grains, and it's causing people everything from migraine headaches to eczema, gastrointestinal problems. They're having problems absorbing the nutrition from their food. They're getting flu-like symptoms or allergies. And so that was the one thing that we really wanted to do, was go as much wheat-free and gluten-free as possible and offer as many selections as we could to people, because it is a lifestyle. It's not one of those choice things like, oh, I choose to go on a diet. I mean, this is something people actually need to maintain their health. And I'm surprised at the huge portion of the population that this is becoming aware of it, and they realize that they do have either wheat intolerance or gluten intolerance.
Do you think that a lot of the kids today have one of those two intolerances, or maybe both, is one of the reasons why they're having a hard time with, like, the idea of labeling them with ADD, ADHD, or even behavioral problems?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that we do when someone comes in and tells us that their child has ADD or that they're having learning problems, or if even if the child has been diagnosed as being autistic, the very first thing we say is get them on a gluten-free diet. Of course, they also have to cut out other things such as, you know, the sugars and the dairy. They need to get away from any processed foods, you know, with dyes or artificial flavors and colors and things like that. And then there are supplements we also recommend. But, yeah, that's one of the first things we definitely recommend.
I think that a lot of people, with all our fast food processing that we have today, really don't understand that this could be a big portion of why some of the children are having such a hard time. Because I have a very hard time believing that most of these children need to be on some kind of a prescription drug to get themselves back in order. And so I will ask this about every guest, if it pertains to the kids, about what they think about it. Because I really think everybody that is listening is starting to understand that the kids of today really have a much harder time than we did as children, because we didn't have all this fast food stuff. I mean, we had some of them, but not like today. And it's very, very hard with the children, and it's hard on the parents after they give them the food. So that's why I was asking that question. The other thing, I also noticed that you guys carry mostly like organic products.
Yes.
And so why would that be so important for people?
Foods that are organically grown have not been sprayed with pesticides. They have not been given growth hormones or fertilizers. They, you know, don't have preservatives in them. And, of course, that's not only healthy for the human body, but it's also very essential for the environment. And so to carry organic foods not only can make the individual healthier, because you're not putting chemicals into your body every time you eat, but you're also saving the environment from, you know, being poisoned as well. A lot of people, you know, they think they're getting a fresh salad at a fast food restaurant. They think they're giving themselves something healthy. Well, that's certainly better than, you know, getting a greasy hamburger or something, but still that lettuce may have been sprayed as much as 50 times before, from the time it started growing until the time it got to market. And even once foods reach produce reaches the grocery store, it's still, they cover it with a wax. The wax is a preservative. It also has a pesticide in there to give it a longer shelf life and to keep the environments from getting into it. And a lot of people are, you know, either allergic or very intolerant of that, and that's poisonous as well. And organic does not have any of those chemicals in them. You know, either they haven't been sprayed, and they also have not had the wax put on them. So it's very good. It's a pure whole food the way nature intended, and it's not a genetically modified crop. They use heirloom seeds in organic, which is also very important because a lot of people I don't think know about hybridized seeds, but if you ever take a seed from a hybridized plant and try and plant it in the ground, what you will get is a horrible set of mutated plants that look like something from Mars.
And you can taste the difference, Nancy. There's a big difference. It's just a cleaner taste.
Well, I can tell you that those brownies that you guys make there when we have the fair there are one of the most, most popular item that you can possibly think of while we're there. And they're gluten-free.
Oh yeah.
Those are gluten-free. And, it's funny, if we tell people, now this is a gluten-free product, before we give them a taste of it, they'll go, oh, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just let them taste it, they love it.
I say, it's the world's best brownie. We said, yes, and it's gluten-free.
It is. I mean, it's great.
Oh, everybody loves them.
Can people who are listening, is there a way that they can maybe contact you guys and order things through the mail?
Yes, we don't do a lot of mail out, but if someone cannot make it to the store for whatever reason, or if they've moved to another state, and we have a lot of customers who have moved out of state, we still continue to send things to people. So they can always call us. Our phone number is 847-551-3551, and they can talk to either myself or Anita and tell us what they are in need of, and we can always ship it out.
Now, could they also go on your website?
There's a lot of great information on our website, but there is not actually a contact there. Okay. They just need to call us on the phone.
Okay. Now, on part of your website, why don't you give that out to the listeners?
Oh, our website is www.goldenharvesthealthfoods, all one word in small letters, .com.
Okay, one more time so they get it.
Okay, goldenharvesthealthfoods.com. It's all small letters. It's all one word.
And foods has to have an S on it. So.
Yes.
Now, on your website, you have an SOS alert.
Yes.
Would you like to explain what that is?
Yes. Our government wants to keep taking away people's supplements or their access to them, or they want to say, oh, this is too high a milligram, let's cut it down from 1,000 to 2 milligrams. Things such as that. The pharmaceutical industry, unfortunately, is usually behind this, or the AMA is behind it, and they will take things that are perfectly safe, perfectly natural, and they will try to make big cases out of it. And so what the SOS is to alert people. They can go to these other websites. They can read information about what House bill is available at the moment that may, actually remove all supplements from the shelves. They need to go on there. They need to sign the petitions. They need to write their congressperson or their senator, and they need to take action to save their access to supplementation and natural healing, because the one of the latest ones that came out a couple of months ago was actually also going to restrict people's access to midwifery, massage, chiropractic, acupuncture, as well as health foods. And they were going to try and redefine organic, and it was also going to take a whole bunch of supplements off the shelves, including vitamin E and vitamin C. So some of these bills are very dangerous, and people really do need to take action if they really want to hang on to their rights and their access to natural healing.
Where could they go to maybe sign a form or find out more about it?
There should be a link at the SOS site.
Is it the one that says Alliance for Natural Health? And
yes, that's one of the main ones. And that one will open them up to a world of about 20 other sites as well.
Okay. You also talk about how they hide the MSG and the glutenate under 50 different names.
Yes.
Why is the MSG so bad for people?
Monosodium glutamate is actually what they call an excitotoxin. It tells your brain that what you're eating is absolutely delicious. Now, we don't really know what it tastes like because the brain is convinced it's the best thing it's ever had. But what happens is with MSG, MSG can cause all sorts of reactions. People can have an allergic reaction with, you know, like allergy-like symptoms with a runny nose. They can get a sore throat, gastrointestinal upset, gastrointestinal bleeding. They can get migraine headaches, a body rash, or even parts of their body will swell up and become very inflamed, especially in the joint. It can make arthritis worse. It can make ADD worse. The effects of this is absolutely monstrous. But unfortunately, there's a huge lobby behind it, and again, they're allowed to hide it under, it's over 50 names now. The most common being yeast extract, autolyzed yeast, and Torula, T-O-R-U-L-A. Those are the most common ones. But what it does, it when you taste it, like I said, your body thinks it's great. You will overeat, number one, and also the next time you see that packaging, you will, it's almost like a cocaine addiction. You'll say, gosh, this was so good, I've got to have this again. But it can actually trigger strokes and heart attacks. And there have been people who have been rushed to the emergency room. It's very dangerous, in my opinion.
A lot of people also believe that, and then, of course, you have the other side. They go, oh, no, it's not going to hurt you. But I don't really go by a lot of what other people say.
Well, we don't either. I think probably the true test is because a lot of times the AMA has tried to say that it's psychological, that people are having an MSG-like reaction because they believe there's MSG in it. But we know customers who have come in and they have eaten a certain food that I probably can't name, but it's a very common fast food, one of the largest purchasers of MSG on the planet, and they will come in and say, gosh, I am so sick. And I'll say, well, what did you eat? And they will tell us, and we'll go, aha. Well, okay, they had no idea what MSG even was. They, you know, didn't even hear about it until they, you know, heard, or they'll say, oh, that's only in Chinese food. And we go, oh, gosh, no. It can be in just about everything. Even a very popular oatmeal has it in there. It's a blueberry-flavored oatmeal, and it says heart healthy on the package. And you're like, gosh, it's not. But it can also be in salad dressings and soups and gravy mixes. They can even hide it in macaroni and cheese. So it can hide anywhere. And unfortunately, there are a lot of so-called health food stores out there or these grocery stores that have good-for-you sections, you know, healthy or what they believe are healthy sections. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, they are loaded with MSG. Three of every four items that you pick off the shelf will have it in there.
So does the government make the vendors or the manufacturers, do they make them label, you know, saying that it has MSG when they use the different, like, names to cover it up? I mean, do they make them label it somehow?
No, oddly enough, that it's one of the few anomalies. I mean, all other food items have to be listed, I mean, even down to a grain of salt, but they allow them to hide MSG under over 50 names right now. It should just simply be forced to say monosodium glutamate, but it doesn't. And like I said, they right now they're hiding it under Torula or yeast food or yeast extract. And it's very deceiving because most people are not keeping up with those names, and they could definitely have an MSG-like reaction. And the most deceitful thing is a lot of the manufacturers are now putting on their label, no MSG. And yet, when you turn over and the package and you start reading the label, there can be as many as three or four hidden names of MSG. The way they get away with that is they don't put straight MSG into the package. What they do is they add the ingredients separately, and it becomes MSG inside the package. But the effect is the same on the body.
I know. It gives me a headache.
Oh, definitely.
I know when I've had some MSG, I don't care what title you give it, I know because after that I have a headache, and it's like, You know, I thought, well, I thought I ate something pretty good, but like you said, it's hidden so well that sometimes you just don't know it until you do it.
Unfortunately, that's true.
That's true, and Nancy, when you go out to eat, for the evening, you think you're getting a good meal and all, but you don't know, and a lot of the places don't know themselves if something has MSG in it, because you can go out to eat and you can sit down and say, now, what part of your foods do not have MSG? What is it I can eat here? So there's more restaurants coming up all the time that are MSG-free, and that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing. Now, is MSG a preservative, or what do they use it for?
No, it's actually a flavor enhancer. And like I said, it tells your body, once it touches your taste buds, it tells your body that what you're eating is the greatest thing you've ever had in your mouth. And it's actually to sell more product and to get you addicted to a product and to get you to rebuy that product. That's the purpose of it.
Okay. Now, you also have a lot of monthly events going on. Can you kind of tell our listeners what they are?
Well, our personal favorite is the Health and Holistic Fair that we have the first Saturday of every month from 11 to 5. We get such a kick out of that. That's a wonderful energy that comes to our store. We've got intuitives. We also have this wonderful intuitive named Nancy Wallace on there.
Yeah, I wonder who that is.
She's the best, and we just love her. And we also have different healers, everything from massage therapists to chiropractors. There's an acupuncturist that shows up, people that do kinesiology, hypnotherapy. We even have people that offer natural jewelry and gemstones, wire wrapping of stones and jewelry. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. Sometimes people are selling products there that are natural or health-related. Sometimes you'll have someone come in and they're selling a new water or something like that. We try to have some taste testing, and if we can, and that's one of my favorite events. Other things we have going on, we have yoga and Tai Chi. That's a weekly event. We have a gentleman who teaches the Nine Dimensions course.
What is the Nine Dimensions course?
I would rather him explain that to you. It's very complicated, but at the same time, it's very interesting. It's based upon Barbara Hand Clow's books about the nine dimensions of life and something to do with the Mayan calendar. It's very complicated. It probably takes about 3 hours to go into it. But then we also have a massage therapy. We have Dr. Jack Morvay on staff. He's a naturopath. We have Gregory Swoboda. He does life connection and the reconnective healing. We have people that do quantum touch healing. A little bit of Smita Shah. She does foot reflexology. She makes you feel like you have brand new feet. And
does laser therapy.
She does laser therapy. Absolutely.
Now, when it comes to the massage person.
Yes, Leslie.
Yes. Can you talk like a little bit about the massages that Leslie that she does? Because people do kind of different ones. Do you know what kind she does?
Wow. Leslie does almost every type of massage therapy, from the Swedish to the Rolfing. She does the hot rock massage, the hot stone massage. She is incredible, and I've never worked with a massage therapist that was that good and that sensitive to the needs of the client. Because, I mean, she will ask as she's working on you, is this enough pressure? Can you go a little bit deeper? Are you okay with this? Would you rather me back off? Constant communication. So, and the thing is, her prices are very reasonable, and she gives you a true hour on the table. It's not, 5 minutes getting dressed on either end. She slates it so you have an hour on the table with her. And for first-time clients, it's only $39 for the first hour. So, I mean, she's very reasonably priced, but a very warm, wonderful, positive person.
Yeah, I met her, actually. She's very, very nice.
Oh, she is.
Now, you also have in your store a gift shop.
Oh, yes.
So can we talk a little bit about your gift shop?
That's one of our favorite rooms, I think.
It's got a lot of good energy in it.
We have beautiful crystals, gemstones, just about any sort of crystal or stone you want, Eric has in there, or he can definitely get it for you. He has fossils. He does wire wrapping on jewelry, so if you find a stone in there that you're in love with, he can make it into a wearable piece of art for you. He does it in either copper or sterling. There's also drums available in there that have been made out of gourds, and they're beautiful. They are kind of works of art in themselves. There's dream catchers, and there's some statuary. Yeah, we have fountains, and we have tarot cards or other sorts of divination cards, like the unicorn or the goddess guidance cards. There's candles, natural candles. Yep, we have beeswax candles. We also have, we have incense. It's a full-fledged New Age shop within our store.
Mm-hmm. Which is also pretty interesting because, like, you know, your dad wanted, it is kind of one stop where everything is under, you know, one roof, which is always better than trying to go to four or five different stores to get, you know, all the different things that you want.
And that was the goal, and that was the dream, absolutely.
Now, also on the website, I noticed, and this is for you, Anita, there's recipes on there.
Yes.
Now, talk a little bit about why you guys decided to put the recipes on.
Well, the idea was to someday have a deli at the store. And that's been a little slow in coming, so I thought, well, I'll just start sharing some of my recipes that I've had for a long time and that we have, of course, we've been eating this way for, oh gosh, since many were little. Yeah, forever. And if I take my recipes other or take my dishes somewhere else, they seem to like them. So I thought, well, I'll just start putting them on the website and sharing them with everybody else.
And you have a great Anita's Holiday Cake.
Oh, that's delicious.
It sounds really, really good.
Well, there's a no-bake pumpkin pie that's going to be put on there real quick here, too, and that is absolutely delicious. And that's Mindy's.
I also have turkey chili.
Oh, yes. Yes, I made turkey chili for the last holistic fair, and everybody seemed to like it a lot.
I think that would be really good. When are you going to make it for us?
I'll make it next time. How's that?
Did you miss out, Nancy?
You also have Anita's Ruse. So.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's great around this time of year, especially.
Yep.
You know, and the kids love them, too.
Why don't you, do you know the recipe by heart, Anita?
Well, Mindy's changed it up a little bit, taking the sugar out.
Well,
I think Mindy knows that one real well.
Yes. You use a cup of brown rice syrup. And then a cup and a half of a creamy nut butter. It can either be almond or peanut or sunflower butter. Doesn't matter. Whatever person likes, cashew butter. And then you heat that in a large pan until it gets pretty soft. And then you take a crispy rice cereal and just start pouring it in there until you can really, you know, form it into spread it out in the bottom of a pan. Melt some of the Sunspire organic chocolate chips and pour it on top.
See, that sounds really good.
Butterscotch too.
You know, and you have the gluten-free chocolate chips. That's what you put in there, huh?
Absolutely.
That sounds.
And those are very delicious. The original recipe that was created, oh my gosh, back in the 60s.
Too much sugar.
Oh, sugar and corn syrup was horrible, horrible recipe. And so we said, gee, we can alter this, and we made it the healthy version. And gosh, it, you know, so I can say that Anita's a genius. She made it into a very healthy recipe.
Now, you have one that's kind of, you know, different on your site. It's called the Health Tips.
Yes.
And the topic that you have is antibiotics and the yeast connection.
Oh, yes.
So can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Oftentimes when people are, when they come down sick, they go to a doctor, and regardless of whether it's bacterial or viral, a physician will recommend automatically antibiotics. And the problem with antibiotics is they are not antiviral, so it's not going to touch a cold or a flu. All it will do is, you know, maybe attack secondary bacterial infection if there is one. But what happens is antibiotics are antibacterial, and they cannot distinguish the difference between good bacteria and bad bacteria. And all of us have good beneficial bacteria in our small intestine. And that's what helps break the food down, helps our body utilize it, absorb it, pull it into our bloodstream, and give us the fuel we need for our life. And it destroys that bacteria. And what is left behind is this slimy fungal mess called Candida. And what is bad about that is in our small intestine we have these little fingers called villi, and that actually pulls the nutrients from our food into our body. Well, this villi gets covered with this candida mess, and suddenly that's all it can pull back into the body. So about 2 to 3, 4 weeks after a person has taken antibiotics, because this candida is circulating through the bloodstream and the body's trying to beat it up, recognizing it as a dangerous invader that it is, all of a sudden the body's immunity just breaks down again. And people rush right back to the doctor. The doctor, first thing, oh, here's some more antibiotics. What people actually need when they become ill is they need probiotics, which is the beneficial bacteria, tons of it. If people just start taking that and rebuilding that intestinal flora the minute they start feeling sick, take some echinacea or some astragalus or some other immune booster. Astragalus can't be taken in the presence of a fever, but otherwise it's excellent to take. And if they'll do that instead of taking antibiotics, they will recover much quicker, they'll feel much better faster, and they won't have that rebound effect in 2 to 3 weeks afterwards.
Okay. A lot of times you also talked about how people go around and they start to eat the yogurt.
Oh, oh yes. I'm sorry. I see those commercials on TV, and I'm like a little terrier. I start barking at the screen. They're not telling you the whole truth, and they're not quite telling you a lie on those commercials. These cultures definitely exist in yogurt, and they're very beneficial. But the yogurt has come from a cow that has been given tons and tons and tons of antibiotics. And unfortunately, that passes right into the body. So while you're taking in your good beneficial bacteria, you're also getting more antibiotics than you should probably have in a year with that one little cup of yogurt. So it's a double-edged sword. If people would go with organic yogurt with live cultures in it, that would be better for them. But even then, dairy is one of the things that actually feeds the fungus. And so a person actually, if they do have it, they need to stay away from dairy and sugar and fermented products for a while to stop feeding the yeast and starve it out and put in the good beneficial culture. So it would actually be a little bit better for people to take the probiotics by pill form or powder form rather than relying on yogurt.
Okay. Now, you also talk about a yeast cleanse.
Yes.
Can you explain maybe why that would be useful?
Yes. Solaray makes, in my opinion, the one of the best on the market, and it has the caprylic acid and podiarco and tea tree oil and garlic and grapefruit seed extract. That, all of those are the antifungals, and they will go in there and just start kicking the yeast or the candida and defeating it. And so then when you follow with the good cultures have a nice clean slate to start on. So, yeah, that's very beneficial.
I would think that a lot of people, you know, do exactly what you just said. They get sick from possibly a cold. They run to the doctors. Doctors put them in that merry-go-round.
Yeah.
And they don't really quite heal. And then it does come back. It comes back over and over again.
Unfortunately, yes.
Do you think that by the doctors, and this is, you can answer me, you don't have to, it's up to you, okay? But by the doctors giving out so many antibiotics that it is actually hurting, you know, the people more than if they would go to, like, a health food store like yours and talk to somebody who really does know a little bit about it? Do you think that...
In my opinion, yes. Because I realize there is a lot of push with the pharmaceutical corporations and the doctors. There's a lot of incentive for doctors to write prescriptions. And, of course, I'm sure a lot of people would turn around and say, well, I'm sure there's a lot of incentive for you to have people come into your store. But what we're about is not covering up a symptom, but actually getting to the source of the problem and fixing it. Not just giving you something to take away your sniffles, but, okay, what's causing the sniffles? Let's get to the bottom of that. So, yes, I think if people would become a little more aware of what they're eating, what they're putting into their bodies, how they're living at home, the home environment can definitely be something that can be contaminated that's causing them some health problems. If they become aware of these things and they make necessary changes, they will have good health.
Okay. Which, again, I think if people would just remember how they used to eat back in olden time.
Exactly.
You know, and kind of start to follow that again, they could probably be so much happier and they would not probably have all of the different sicknesses that they have.
Well, exactly.
Nancy, you know, we have a wonderful group of Amish men farmers that come into our store every other week, and they bring in grass-fed beef, raw dairy, and this is strange because a lot of people who think that they're allergic to milk can drink the raw milk, but they can't drink the homogenized or the pasteurized. And so in that process, obviously, it lost something.
Mm-hmm.
And these people grow everything the organic way. And I can't sell it directly to the public, but they can because they're a co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's a wonderful service to the people that come to our store.
It's really funny. When I was a kid, every summer my parents would send myself and my three brothers down to my grandfather and grandmother's farm in Missouri. And we used to milk the cows, and we would drink that milk.
Absolutely.
You know, fresh.
And it
was
right.
It was the best.
Absolutely.
Milk.
Fresh whole milk right
yeah.
out of the cow.
And
that's what these Amish gentlemen offer. It is legal to sell in the state of California, but it's not legal for a store to sell it in the state of Illinois. However, it is legal to buy a cow share and purchase it directly from the farmer. You see, when they began the pasteurization process in 1947, they did it because they were afraid the polio virus was hiding in milk for some reason. I don't know whoever thought that, but they did. And so when they began the pasteurization, what happens during pasteurization is you lose all the natural enzymes. They all get destroyed because they're superheated, and we need enzymes. Enzymes are so essential for our life. And so suddenly, after they began pasteurizing milk, and even though they realized there was no connection with the polio virus, and that's not how it was being spread, they had created an industry, and they kept to it. They tried to tell everybody, oh, it's safe, it's this, it's that. But suddenly we had a nation of lactose intolerant people. We suddenly had a nation of people who couldn't drink milk. And what is strange, people say, oh, I can't have milk, but I take this lactose-safe or, you know, whatever lactate or whatever brand they go by, and they take that and they can eat their dairy. Well, yes, because that's the enzyme that was destroyed in the pasteurization process. If they just left it as a whole milk product, it would definitely be much better.
They are putting a lot of hormones into the cows and to the milk and stuff today. And it really is affecting the children because I can look at my 7-year-old granddaughter who is starting to develop already.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty scary.
Yes.
It is.
Absolutely. And when you consider that 100 years ago, the average male was only about 5'8". And the average male now is over 6 feet tall. And that young girls did not begin menstruating until they were 16 back then. Now they're starting to menstruate at ages 8 and 9 and 10. Yes, there's definitely a contamination of our food, and it is affecting us.
Yeah, I think a lot of people that, I think they're aware of it, but again, I don't know if they would know who to contact or what kind of a little stink to make in order for this kind of stuff to stop, because we all know that the farmers or whoever has the cows think that if they give the hormones to them that they're going to be able to produce more, either it's more milk or, you know, more beef or whatever the case may be. I would think that there would be some kind of a way that people could get together and try to maybe either slow down that process or even eliminate, you know, that process of being done.
Absolutely. And all the meats that we sell are hormone-free. They are organically raised. They have never, you know, eaten the corn grains and things that they're not supposed to have. They're grass-fed. And if people will just spend a little bit more money and they will start purchasing things that are organic and grass-fed, people can speak with their pocketbooks. They can really turn this around. I've been amazed at some of the food giant producers out there that have started realizing that there is this call out there for organic or something that is, you know, without growth hormones or pesticides or whatever, and they're kind of starting to turn around. It's a small percentage of what they're producing, but But I think it's interesting that they're making those switchovers because they're trying to cash in on the cash cow.
Mm-hmm. Well, too, Nancy, and I don't know how many people know this, but in the grocery stores as well, you know, you always hear the little rumble of thunder, and then you see all the water come down and splash onto your produce.
Mm-hmm.
In some stores, they have put hormones in there. So they're also... You can't get away from it, you know. It's just, and it's getting worse, and that's what's so bad. So,
I think I'll just go buy myself a farm someplace and raise all my own stuff.
Tempting. And also, people's environment, their personal environments at home are very important because the soaps that they're using either on their bodies, on their floors, you know, to clean their houses or to wash their laundry with, or even to wash their dishes can have phosphates in them. They can have a petroleum base. Petroleum is very, very detrimental to the body, and it actually causes cancer. It can release, formaldehyde, it's very dangerous. So that needs to be switched too. A lot of people, you know, they buy those little plug-in things to make their house smell good. They don't realize that they're breathing pure chemicals. So this is getting into their lungs. What good are they doing themselves? So they could use, it could turn to essential oils and begin using those to fragrance their homes instead. They could buy the non-petroleum house cleaners and use those. So it's not just a matter of necessarily switching the food, but making a lifestyle switch. And it is a little bit more expensive now, but I think in the future, if people will start buying this way, and they see that this is the way the trend is going, I think slowly, hopefully, the world will begin changing.
I think that we're really not going to have a choice somewhere down the road here to make,
exactly.
You know, if we don't make the change. Because a lot of things and people, I'm sure, are paying more attention now to the weather, to everything melting away, than they ever have before.
Exactly.
And I think
that it was ignored by a lot of people for a long time. It was the boogeyman in the closet nobody wanted to face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now we are being forced to face the effect that we have had on the environment and on our world. And I think something that amazes me when we do talk to a lot of people is they go, oh, well, the environment. And they kind of almost blow it off a little bit, and you go, no, you are the environment. We are the environment. That's your air. That's your water. That's the food that you're putting into your children's bodies. We are the environment. The environment is not some separate entity. It is us.
Yeah, I think people need to start to remember that, and a lot of people are starting to get there. Now, you also have, and I think it's kind of cute, but I don't know if my listeners will think so, but we'll try it and see. You talk about saving a tree, but your line reads, save a tree every time you wipe.
That was me. Yes, I was trying to inject a little bit of humor into what I felt was a pretty serious situation, but the seventh generation toilet paper, because it's made from post-consumer waste, you're not killing a tree every time you go to wipe. I think if people knew how many trees died to make toilet paper and paper towels, they would be appalled. This is all post-consumer waste that is gathered up, recycled, and reused to make the toilet paper and the paper towels from seventh generation. So no tree has to die for us to have those private moments.
No petroleum in that
yeah.
area.
Yeah, and there's no bleaching on there, so you're not getting the dioxin. There's no perfumes or dyes or anything strange. It's just good old toilet paper.
Which is not a bad deal, you know.
No.
You have statistics down. You put down that we actually could save 4.4 million trees.
Yes.
11.6 million cubic feet of landfill space, equal to over 17,000 full garbage trucks, and 1.6 billion gallons of water a year supply for 12,700 families of four.
Absolutely. And the amount of potable water that is saved also, because you don't have that extra step of manufacturing, you know, from the trees and all, is amazing. And being that there is a water crisis going on in a lot of parts of the country, I think that's very important also. And the next article that I'm going to write for that section, the Living Green section on our website, I'm going to talk about bring your own cup, because We, as Americans alone, throw away about 25 billion paper and plastic cups a year. And there's just no place for the stuff to go. It was designed to last forever, and it's not breaking down. And we're going to be up to our necks in plastic. And that's an environmental hazard because, you know, plastic releases dioxins, and it doesn't break down. And we're finding plastics in people's bodies and blood these days, and they're wondering where it's coming from. So we do have a crisis that we need to address. And if everybody just does one little thing, it can make a huge impact.
And I think that's true. See, I have a hard time with the water being bottled in plastic.
Yes.
They try to tell you that you can't taste it. Well, I'm a water drinker.
Yep.
And you can tell if that water has been in that plastic bottle for any length of time because, at least I can, because it has a very bad plastic taste to it.
Absolutely. And with a lot of the plastic bottles, if they are left in a hot car, It begins a chemical breakdown that actually leaches the plastic into the water. And this can cause a great health hazard. There's only a couple bottles out there nowadays that are of a plastic that won't do that. Penta makes one of them. But anytime people can go for the glass or bring their own cup or, you know, I definitely think they should.
Yeah, because when they talk about all of this water, I mean, they did that big thing about how everybody's paying for this expensive bottle of water, and all of this is filtered water, and people are selling it, making a big buck, which is fine. You know, I don't have a problem with people making a big buck. Problem I have is when they don't tell the whole truth about everything.
Exactly.
You know, and that's where I find that the plastic, you know, does make the water taste kind of strange. And I have mentioned it to people, and they go, oh, no, Nancy, that's not true. And I go, well, okay, well, my taste buds tend to believe that there's a plastic taste to it.
Or there's your taste buds are right.
Or there's like a metal taste to it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And they say, no, Nancy, this is just water. And I go, well, it might be just water, but believe me, there's something going on to make this water taste funny to me.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
So,
and it's not just you. But keep in mind also, a lot of people out there who eat chemical-laden foods that have the artificial flavors and the artificial colors and things like that, they're so used to tasting chemicals that they can't really taste it. It's the people like us that don't eat the chemicals, and all of a sudden we taste that water, we're like, whoa, this is nasty, because they've become pretty desensitized, their taste buds have. For example, there's a cookie out there that's very, very popular, one of the best-selling cookies in the nation, and we have the equivalent called the Numino, and it's made by the Paul Newman Organic Food Corporation. And we tell people to take the challenge. We say, okay, go grab, you know, that brand that I'm not going to mention, and you grab a Numino. Eat the Numino first. And they do, and they go, yeah, it tastes like, you know, one of those others. And we go, yeah, now taste the other one. And also they go, ew, this tastes like chemicals. And you're like, uh-huh. So I think if people can get away from it a little bit, they will notice more sensitivity in the way things smell and the way things taste.
Yeah, especially like if you don't smoke or drink, like
exactly.
I don't do either one.
Yeah.
My little taste buds, they go, mm-mm.
Exactly.
Mindy, can you give out or need to give out your website again and also your phone number so that people can get a hold of you?
Yes, our phone number is 847-551-3551, and our website is goldenharvesthealthfoods.com. That's all in small letters, and it's all one word, goldenharvesthealthfoods.com.
Now give out your phone number again, please.
It's 847-551-3551.
Okay, now, if somebody just comes walking in, just say they just kind of heard about you and they were visiting from another state, a relative here, and they heard about you, and they come walking in and they have any questions, somebody's always there to help them. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
And if they would like to have some type of a reading or a massage, can that be done for them if somebody is available?
Yes. Oh, yes. If any of the services are pretty much available most times. I mean, for example, Smita Shah, the reflexologist, she's only there 2 days a week. So, you know, she's there Tuesdays and Fridays. But the massage therapist, she's there like us 6 days a week. And Gregory is who does the life connection and the reconnective healing. He is there pretty much all the time. Dr. Morvay can be contacted and an appointment can be made with him. But, yeah, we're pretty much set up all the time. As far as our reading goes, we would love to have a full-time reader there. That wonderful Nancy Wallace is there on the third Tuesday of the month and the first Saturday of the month. And then we have others that come and go. But, yes, we always try and have the services available.
Irma's there Tuesdays.
Yeah. Irma is there on Tuesdays. And Irma does pet communication, and she also does quantum touch healing.
Can you explain what quantum touch healing is?
Very similar to Reiki. It is an energy healing. There's so many different types of energy healings out there. But quantum touch is one of the types of energy healings.
Okay. Now, you guys also have something special coming. It's called the Rock and Gym Trunk Show.
Yes. Steve Rosley of Rosley's Rocks and Gyms is going to be coming out on November 30th and December the 1st, and he's going to be having a trunk show.
Okay. And what are the hours for that?
Let's see. Friday, I believe, it's going to be noon till 7, and then Saturday it will be from 10:30 to 5.
And that's the November 30th and Saturday, December the 1st. And the name of him again is?
It's Rosley's Rocks and Gyms.
From Chicago.
It's cute. You have a trunk show. I think that's cute.
Oh, he's got some great stuff, really beautiful things.
He has one of a kind that nobody else. They come from all over the world to his shop or contact him, and he's well-known throughout the United States. So we're just very excited he's going to be there.
That sounds like it would be like a lot of fun. And if somebody's in the area and they, you know, need some place to rent, you do have space available for that. Is that right?
Yes, we do. We have conference rooms that are available for different events, or if someone, you know, is going to be hanging around for a couple of weeks and they would like to, you know, practice their, you know, the work that they do. Maybe they just want to rent an office for a couple of weeks. They can do that.
And you're also always looking for instructors.
Oh, yes.
So what kind of instructors are you looking for?
Well, we would like for people to, if someone does, for example, drum making, that would be wonderful. We've had requests from our customers for fencing classes, you know, learning how to sword play.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that combines either spirituality or exercise, you know, that's fun, creative, stimulating to the mind. I mean, we would love to talk to people. We always want to add new things.
And can you give out your phone number again, just in case somebody might want to call you?
Okay.
What's your number?
Oh, the number. Yeah, okay, sorry. 847-551-3551. Now, Gregory Swoboda, who does the Life Connection, who's part of the Life Connection Center within Golden Harvest, he has a Saturday event for children where they show movies and they have a discussion afterwards, and he also teaches children meditation classes and, you know, how to develop their intuitive abilities and things like that. So that would be a lot of fun for people if they want to drop the kids off for a couple hours. Gregory is a former teacher. He's of 35 years and a very sweet man. And, you know, they can go do their holiday shopping or whatever it is they need to do.
Which I think is kind of cool. Besides anything dealing with kids, with opening their own intuitive part of them, their own spirituality, or letting them be who they are, that is wonderful.
Absolutely.
I mean, we go to the schools, and the schools really don't allow things like that, because if you want to be free and wild and be who you are, you're labeled right away, or
right.
You're told you can't.
Exactly, right. And that's sad, but it's true.
And that's one of the reasons why he left the teaching profession. He left before he even retired, and this is kind of like a dream come true for him to come to Golden Harvest, because we have the what he calls the theater room, and he had it set up this Saturday, and he's really gone to a lot of trouble to make it really nice for the kids.
It truly is a theater. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's got a surround sound and a movie screen that's a full size. It was quite a setup. I was so impressed when I walked in there.
It's kind of neat. Like I said, anything dealing with kids to help them get through what we're putting them through today is a really good
true
thing. I will have to talk to him later after I get my 501c up and running, my Child's Miracle Mind, because that's to help all these children to be who they really are.
Absolutely.
Without the restrictions that we put upon them every day.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Now, our time is almost up, so Mindy or Anita or both, could you please give out your website and your phone number again?
Okay, our website is www.goldenharvesthealthfoods.com. That's all one word. It's in small letters, goldenharvesthealthfoods.com. And our phone number is 847-551-3551. And we are at the corner of Route 31 and 72 in West Dundee. And you can call us anytime that we're open. Our hours are on the website. And it's 847-551-3551.
And it is located in Illinois, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We're so used to not giving that out, but for this we have to.
People yeah, that is important.
Yeah, it's very important.
You know, so if anybody's in the Chicagoland area and, you know, looking for something to do, you know, come on the website first, check it out. They may be having something special going on that you might enjoy. So, you know, go to that website, call them. As you, everybody who is listening, they learned these two really know what they're talking about. And the big thing is that you guys really do care.
Yes, we do.
This is a lifestyle for us, and we want to share it with as many people that need help.
Well, hopefully a whole bunch of people heard you tonight.
Well, thank you.
It's been our pleasure, Nancy. Thank you for having us on.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being on and being part of the show. And, of course, I'd like to thank you, all the listeners. It's always nice to make sure you're out there. Sometimes you can give us an email or give us a call. But whatever it is, may God bless all of you. Have a great week, and listen to what you just found out about our foods. Take care. Bye now.